This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 17, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. An early Sunday practice flight at Southern California's Camarillo Airport ended tragically for the new pilot of a P-51D Mustang. According to media and eyewitness reports, the pilot, identified as 42-year-old John McKittrick of Thousand Oaks, California, was practicing takeoff and landing transitions when he lost control about 8:15 a.m. Pacific time. Eyewitnesses tell ANN the accident occurred during McKittrick's first landing attempt when the aircraft began porpoising and ran off the runway. Reports indicate that the pilot had been flying with an instructor just prior to the accident. According to Captain Mark Talion of the Ventura County Fire Department, the instructor notified the tower that the pilot, quote, was doing his first solo flight, unquote, in that aircraft. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association tells ANN it filed formal comments to the military and the Federal Aviation Administration recently opposing changes proposed to the Condor Military Operations Area near Sugarloaf Mountain, Maine. According to AOPA, the military training airspace currently begins at 7,000 feet, but the proposal from the Massachusetts Air National Guard would lower the floor of that airspace to 500 feet. In its letter to the Air National Guard, AOPA requested that the military conduct an environmental impact study before implementing the proposed airspace changes. In addition, AOPA suggested that the military consider using the special use airspace already defined in the Northeast, especially the Adirondack special use airspace, and use it more effectively. A predicted change in the management structure at European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company has reportedly come to pass. Bloomberg reports that EADS has ended 7 years of dual management and named Louis Gallo, a 63-year-old French national, as EADS' sole chief executive officer. Tom Enders, the 48-year-old German who had been co-CEO with Gallo, becomes head of Airbus. The announcement was made by new French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel at a press conference Monday at Toulouse, France. The streamlining comes as EADS considers options for raising money for the redesign and development of the Airbus A350XWB airliner, expected to cost the equivalent of nearly $16 billion U.S. The soonest the new plane can reach its first buyers is now estimated to be 2013, or 5 years after the scheduled rollout of its main competitor, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. A pilot and two passengers were reported seriously injured when a Piper PA-28 Cherokee went down in a swamp during a landing attempt near the Gardner Municipal Airport in Massachusetts on Saturday. The FAA report indicates the plane struck trees before coming to rest. A witness said she saw a wing being torn from the plane before it came down. Lieutenant Richard Aris of the Gardner Fire Department said it was a difficult extrication process in mud a foot and a half deep and required cutting through heavy brush. Two women and a man were airlifted to UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester, according to the Boston Globe. Relatives said those on the plane were part of a family from Egypt, visiting friends in Westminster. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Fawcett and Delore claim another glider record. Boeing and Weyerhaeuser collaborate on the fight against wildfires. And AirTran gets to address the Midwest Board of Directors on Monday. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we'll start our audio road trip to Oshkosh with EAA spokesman Dip Nepinski. He'll offer a general report on how things are shaping up for AirVenture and tell us what you're most likely to forget when you come. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Look for them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.